Russian President Vladimir Putin's visit to the occupied Palestinian territories was described as a success. During his press statement, he reiterated Russia's support, saying Russia has no problem recognizing a Palestinian state.
Russia has no problem in recognizing an independent Palestinian state.
Meanwhile, acting Palestinian Authority Chief Mahmoud Abbas called for an international conference to be held in the Russian capital, Moscow, on the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. Abbas also called on Russia's help to secure the release of the Palestinian prisoners held inside Israeli jails.
We've asked His Excellency to help with the release of Palestinian prisoners, especially those held before 1994.
Senior PLO official Nabil Sha'th placed the visit in the context of continued Russian support to the Palestinian cause.
Well, the meeting carries a symbol, a very important symbol of the president of Russia coming to visit Palestine in an official visit, consecrating the recognition of Russia of the Palestinian Authority and of Palestinian rights. He re-emphasized that commitment has not changed whatsoever.
The Russian president inaugurated a Russian cultural center in Bethlehem after he briefly visited the Church of the Nativity. Putin and Abbas discussed bilateral relations and developments in the region. In a speech, Putin criticized unilateral moves in reference to Israel's illegal settlement building on occupied Palestinian land. The Russian guest visit is seen as a means to bolster Russian presence in the region. On Monday, Putin met with Netanyahu and Peres. Putin's next stop is in Jordan. Vladimir Putin's visit to the occupied Palestinian territories is a message to the Palestinians, Israelis, and indeed to the entire world that the Palestinian-Israeli conflict is still important to Russia. But the questions on the minds of many Palestinians is whether Russia will exert the necessary pressure on Israel to end its occupation of the Palestinian territories. Ibrahim Husseini, Press TV, Bethlehem.